Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio here till 5 a.m. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. And we're going to be talking about doing your it's from Mental Floss. They put together like an article about the 10 dreaded chores and how to make them easier. And I was discussing with Esmeralda off the air a little bit earlier that we were probably going to be talking about this. And we were both talking about our how adverse we are to housework. And I'm not a big fan of the housework. Esmeralda, you either?
No. My mother is, she's cringing in her sleep right now.
Just because of that?
Yeah, no, she's a clean freak.
Yeah.
Every Friday, she cleans the whole house, and it's a three-bedroom, two-story house.
And she does it every Friday?
Yeah.
Wow. From top to bottom?
Yep. It's insanity.
Yeah, I my second ex-wife was a clean freak. There's absolutely no question about it. Now, and this is really funny because I'm not a total slob, you know. But I'll put stuff off. The one thing that I always keep up with are dishes, because that to me is disgusting. When there's like food filth laying around, you know, like when I had roommates and stuff in the past, guys, they would leave like bowls that once had cereal in them sitting around on the coffee table for like 3 days and stuff like that. I can't abide by that. Like the full, you know, the sink full of dishes. I got to get rid of them. So I do the dishes and any food related stuff. I do that pretty much immediately. I have this thing about, well, I guess maybe it's a bug phobia. I don't know. But I never leave food-related items laying around, you know? I don't know. That's the only thing that I'm, but everything else, like laundry and dusting and mopping and all that, I let that go as long as possible. as long as possible. But my dish rack thing, usually empty, stuff put away. All that, it's the food thing. But outside of that, forget it. So, and I don't make my bed. I don't. I'm going to get right back in it. I don't understand. I live alone. But when I was living with Heather was like, she would vacuum, I think, every 2 hours. Like the vacuum would come out.
You should have gotten her one of those Roombas.
And, yeah, although I think she would probably follow it around to make sure it did well. And this is very funny because we used to go to, years ago, Heather and I used to go, when they still had them, in Grant Park, they would do the movies in the park on Tuesday nights in the summer. You guys remember that, when they would do that? It was like always in, like it started in late July and it would go through August.
They still do them.
I know, but there was a time when they stopped them.
Oh, right. Yes. Okay, I remember. Oh, I'm thinking of, because they do them every once in a while at Millennium Park.
Right, and this was in Grant Park where Lollapalooza is always
right.
Set up now.
And they had that weird inflated...
Yeah, they had the giant screen.
Screen, yeah. Yeah.
And we would go all the time. I loved it. It was one of my favorite things to do in the summer. It was on Tuesday nights, and it would go through like the middle of August or like the end of August. And we went all the time. And Heather, I don't know how this is possible, but Heather had never, ever seen The Odd Couple. She'd never seen the movie before. I don't even think she saw the TV show, which is just mind-boggling to me how you can miss that. Now I'm assuming Dan, you've seen The Odd Couple.
Yes.
And you've seen the show.
Yes. Okay. Not like, I mean, an episode, because it's not on, but yeah.
Yeah. Now, what about you, Esmeralda? Did you see the movie?
I've seen bits and pieces.
Okay. She had never seen it, okay? And The Odd Couple is one of my favorite comedies of all time. I love that movie. I adore that movie. And Lemon and Matthau are phenomenal in that movie. It just makes me laugh. So Heather and I go on one of those Tuesday nights, to see it. And I don't know if I've ever heard her laugh louder. And at the time, we were living together. I don't know if we were married yet. I don't think we were. I think we were just living together. And she was on the floor laughing. Well, we were on a blanket on the ground, so yeah. But she was laughing really, really hard. And it had everything to do with the fact that we were living together. And she's like, you are Oscar. And I'm not as big a slob as Oscar is. But she is every bit as tidy as Felix. And that's one of the reasons why, because she could totally identify with Jack Lemmon's character in it. She was, and I don't know if I've ever heard her laugh harder than she did at The Odd Couple, which made me feel good. But I think part of it was like, I'm living with this idiot. And so I'm living with Oscar. So, she was like, she would clean constantly. And as a result, I would clean a lot more than I normally do. Like now I live alone. And before I moved in with her, I lived alone for a few years and I would not, if I didn't have to clean, I wouldn't.
See, I don't have an issue when I'm by myself because I know I made that mess.
Yeah.
But when I lived with people, I would really just, I'd be a clean freak because I know I'm like, that's not mine. Why is that dirty?
Yeah, I don't, I've basically lived by myself with Oaken and with three women. That's basically it. Oaken and I were about equal in terms of cleanliness. We were both like, we would half-ass stuff, which is kind of what I do. I kind of half-ass sweep. You know what I'm saying? But... So Oaken and I evened each other out. Neither of us were clean freaks. Neither of us were complete slobs. But the women that I lived with, the first two women that I lived with, my first wife and a girl that I lived with but I didn't marry, were not as neat as I am, which is kind of stunning, actually. But then that all changed when I moved in with Heather. That was just like, it's like I moved in with Lee Ermey. The Lee Ermey of cleanliness. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. All right, but we have tips here on making the dreaded chores easier from Mental Floss. You're familiar with Mental Floss, right, Esmeralda?
Yeah.
And now, do you know that it was my idea to have Mental Floss featured in Friends? I just want you to know that right now.
Sure, yes, because you that was were the mastermind behind Friends.
I'm the mastermind. I created Friends.
I'm sorry, Six of One, or what was it
Six
called?
Of One. That's exactly right. The first time anybody ever noticed it was because they were reading it in Friends. That was how they got national exposure. We've been talking about Mental Floss on this show for over 10 years, and the first big exposure Mental Floss, and this is when they were, mostly just a magazine. They had a website, but it was mostly a magazine. And so Mental Floss does really cool stuff. So they have like tricks on how you can make chores easier. So here's the question for you guys. I'm getting texts coming in already. If you want to call in or text us, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Are you neat? Do you live with a clean freak? Do you live with a slob? How do you feel about chores? How do you feel about household work? And then on top of that, do you have any secrets, like any tips and on how to make things easier on you? Like you hate these chores, but are there little secrets that maybe were passed down from your mom or your grandmother or your father or your grandfather or whatever on how to make household chores easier? I have some here from Mental Floss that we'll get to. 312-981-7200. We get a text that says... 815 area code says, I hate doing dishes so much that I always use paper plates. Well, that's the way of getting around it. You ever do that, Esmeralda? You ever go, I'm just going to get some paper plates? No?
I don't like washing dishes, but the idea of just a pile of garbage like that, oh no, it would kill me.
Even if it's in a bag?
Well, yeah, it's just the whole thing of recycling, and I could have just washed a dish rather than use a bunch of paper plates.
Okay. Now, Dan, you're married.
I am.
And you've had roommates in the past, right?
Yes.
But you didn't live with a woman until you got married.
That is correct. Yes.
Okay. So what now is Eileen? Is she very neat?
She is on the cleaner side. Yes.
Yes.
So there were plenty of disagreements about the way I lived when we first started dating.
Yeah, that's the case, I believe, with every every time any guy moves in with a woman, there will be, oh, you're not going to do that anymore. You know, when Heather and I moved in together, that's when all my Schlitz stuff was boxed up. That's like, yeah, that's not going to be, we're not hanging up a Schlitz sign in the middle of the living room, Nick, so no. Are you a neat person, Dan? Do you?
You know, I'm not. I don't think I'm a slob, but I definitely would be just, you know, I'll leave it there. I'll get to it eventually. Yeah,
that's how I am. Yeah. All right, well, 312-981-7200, neat or slob? Do you live with someone who's the opposite of you? And we'll get some. We'll give you some tips on how to do things that your chores and make them easier. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Yeah, we are live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're talking about household chores and the dynamic of living with someone who is either a lot sloppier than you are or a lot neater than you are, and how that works out for you. Plus, tricks that make 10 dreaded chores easier for mental flaws. All right, you ready for a couple of these, Esmeralda?
Yeah, I'm sure they're not true.
Well, give them a shot. Maybe we'll try. Oh, wait, before we do that, we were talking about chores a little bit off the air, and Esmeralda, you were telling me about this thing that it's called the Panda.
Yeah. I should try to get myself a sponsorship, so then like every time they come out with a new one, they'll get me a new one.
That would be good. Now, I had never heard of this thing before.
So it's the Panda portable washing machine.
Yeah.
And it's just a little compact machine. It has tubes that go to the sink. They go to your tub or a basin, wherever you want to put it. And one side fills with water. You can throw in some clothes and you throw in a little bit of detergent and it, you know, shakes them around. It doesn't have a thing in the middle, but, you know, it agitates them enough.
Uh-huh.
And you can set it for 12 minutes. You can set it for 3 minutes. And then in the next thing, it's a spinner. A spin dryer where you put the clothes in and it squeezes out all the water.
It spin dries. There's no heat. It doesn't generate heat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then I've had great success with it. The Panda. Yeah, the Panda. And it's just this tiny little thing. It's really light. I'm about 5'3", goes maybe to like a little bit past my knees. Above my knees. So
above
it's really
your knees,
short.
Yeah.
It's really tiny. I just put it in the bathroom.
And it's a way for you to kind of keep up at least on not letting the laundry get completely out of control.
Right. Well, because I live in an apartment, and as I told you, one, they did not give me a key to the basement where the washer is. They're a little, they forget things.
Yeah.
But again, it's in the basement. I'm not going in the basement. It's creepy down there. It's a basement.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to go down there, and I was going like a block or two over to go wash, but I would take everything with me and it would take me a little bit. And it was very cumbersome and annoying to do that. And now at least with this, I can't do everything all at once, but I can do enough so that, you know, I'll have socks and shirts and pants and things like that. And I can let things soak.
Right.
You showed me
this Panda thing online. Mm-hmm. You showed me pictures of it and how it worked and stuff. I was pretty impressed. I was like, man, this is cool.
It's adorable.
It's adorable.
Yeah, and it's pretty basic. You just plug it in and the thing just kind of goes. There isn't anything so crazy about it. It's just got knobs.
Yeah. Well, I think that's pretty cool. I'd never heard of that. I've never, ever heard of that before.
Yeah,
before
I looked into it because I didn't want to wash stuff at the laundromat anymore.
Now, Dan, have you ever heard of this thing, the Panda?
No, that's the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's other different ones. There's tinier ones that you take camping and stuff and you have to manually spin it.
Yeah.
And there's like a whole thing. You can even buy a dryer that will dry with electricity.
Wow.
But that's too much.
Yeah.
The thing spin dries everything and it's pretty dry. I just hang it up on one of those.
Just hang it up afterwards and let it air dry for a little while.
And if it's thin enough, in a few hours, it's
ready
to go.
I think that's pretty cool, man. I think that's cool. The Panda. I also like the name. It's the panda.
And there's a little picture of a panda.
There's a little panda on it. Why would they call it a panda?
I don't know.
Are pandas known for drying things?
I think it's Japanese. It kind of, if you think about it, the lids could be like panda eyes. Could be like a panda face. Maybe. I have no clue.
So it looks like a panda.
If they, I should paint the paint eyeballs on
it. You should, yeah. And then your cat would freak out.
Maybe.
Does your cat freak out about this thing?
No, and that too. It's not very loud.
Oh, okay.
It is a little bit once it starts. If you just don't put things properly in the spin dryer part, it just starts shaking. And if there's nothing under it, I just have it on the bathroom floor, so it's tile.
Yeah.
You can hear it going. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, I'm sure Smokey loves that.
Yeah. No.
Hey, what are you doing? What is that? What is that noise? It's disturbing me, and I'm a cat. Don't disturb me.
No, she's probably under the bed freaking out.
Oh, yeah.
If it gets too loud.
And then that's it. And then the cat comes out and goes,
frightened
that's good.
By things.
You better feed me now because you've already scared me, which means I'm going to pee all over the floor.
Great.
I hope you enjoy that crap sandwich I left for you in your slipper.
Fantastic.
Now shut up and give me some food.
That's really good.
The panda.
If you need laundry done and not a lot of it.
Yeah. Now, I'm always very envious of people. Like, I'm assuming, Dan, you and your lovely wife do have a washer dryer in your house.
We do have a washer and dryer house. We that did not come with our house, so we got to buy fancy new ones.
Oh boy!
Yeah.
See, now I'm envious of people who have a washer dryer in their house. I'm not kidding. If I, you know, move or like you know get another condo, I definitely one of the things that I would have in the house or in the apartment or it would be a washer dryer.
It is so nice to have.
It's ridiculous.
So unbelievable.
I would never have piles of laundry. Never. Again. Because you're home.
I do, but yes.
Yeah. But I mean, but you're home. Just throw it in there.
Exactly.
I mean, what the hell? So, all right. But maybe I'll get a panda. I'm thinking I might get a panda.
I mean.
And I mean and
good,
the animal to train him to do my laundry.
He'll carry all the laundry.
Carry
on his
all
back.
The laundry, panda. All right, we got to take a break. The animal lovers are going to be texting in at any moment now, Dan. All right, we'll take a break. Nick DiGilio here, and we'll give you some advice on how to do these dreaded chores and more. 312-981-7200. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. I'm your overnight dude, 2 to 5 a.m. every weekday morning, and then it's the opening bell. And then after the opening bell at 6 o'clock, my main man, Steve Cochran, rolls in. You know, I didn't even look out the window the entire time I've been here. I haven't even looked out the window. During the last break, I turned around and I looked out the window on Michigan Avenue. There's a lot of snow on the ground.
Yeah, it's snowing.
You know, I looked out there and I was like, wow, there's no plows or anything.
As I've said in my forecast.
And that's why, you know, when you were doing the weather when you hit the traffic, I was like, maybe I should look out the window. And I looked out the window. And downtown on Michigan Avenue, there's snow.
Yep.
And it has not been plowed.
Mm-hmm.
And I see no salting units.
Well, it's early.
So, yeah, but Dan and I leave in about an hour, so I want this all fixed.
I mean, I guess wake up Rom. I don't know what you want.
Well, yeah, you better wake him up. This is why we need the panda. We need the panda to go out right now. We got to get a panda.
Well, we would just ride the panda.
We'll ride the panda home.
If you get a big enough one, you can put like a saddle on him. Just go. Probably knock you off. I don't think they run like they don't run.
We're going to saddle up a panda. If you're just tuning in, that's our advice on how to get through the winter weather. Get a panda. Yeah. Slap a saddle on a panda, start riding it down Michigan Avenue.
I would think more a panda bear. Or not a panda bear, a polar bear.
See, now that would be good.
Because I don't know if pandas can actually deal with the cold weather.
What was the joke? You know, everybody's, you know, the whole controversy about the Academy Awards. Somebody said, if the bear in the Revenant were a polar bear, it would have been nominated.
Oh boy.
That's very funny. That is very funny. If the bear in the Revenant were a polar bear, it would have been nominated for best actor.
That would be great to see it in a bow tie.
Oh yeah. Come on, man. That bear was awesome.
And it just starts growling when it wins, and they start playing the music, and it just roars at the thing. They stop the music.
They say, oh, sorry, sorry.
Because that bear will
maul you. He's got more people to thank. And then he's going to give everybody a ride home as we saddle him up. I think you've come to the solution to the traffic problem, Esmeralda. Everybody should have panda bears riding around.
Panda bears.
Jump on a panda and run home. They can handle the snow, right?
Maybe.
Polar bears can. We know that.
Well, yes, they can.
What about pandas? Pandas don't enjoy cold weather, do they?
No, I think in some parts it snows in Japan, right? In China?
China, yeah.
Where they hang out?
They all hang out there.
I feel like I've seen a panda covered in snow, so.
Yeah. Somebody call up Steve Dale right now, because he's got a panda, doesn't he? Have a pet panda? Puts hats on it and stuff. Doesn't he do that?
Oh, how cute would that be?
You put like roller skates on him one time. Okay, let's do that. See, that's how you can even get faster. Put roller skates on the panda.
I would think skis.
Skis.
Or you'd use them as the mushing dogs.
Yeah. Get about 10 pandas.
Oh,
you'll be home in 5 minutes.
Oh, of course.
Where are you going to keep them? Yeah, you'd have to put them in the laundry room, Esmeralda. You don't do laundry and you're in the basement. Get a key to the basement, put your pandas in there.
No one will go down there.
Yeah. So, let's see. 847 says, I worked with a single guy. He hosted a party and he showed his house off. When he got to the bedroom, his bed was made. All of the males said, why the hell is your bed made? You're single. Well, you got company over. You know?
Yeah, but for those single dudes, why does he have to make the bed?
Well, yeah, I understand that. But if you're having a party with company over, you might want to do... Well, you know what I would do if I was having a party with company? I'd close my bedroom door.
That's true. But you usually use that as the coat room.
That's what I would do.
Although I saw something online on how to make your bed, like the lazy man's way.
Yeah.
So you're in it, right?
Wait a minute. This is on the list.
Oh, is it? Okay, then.
I think it's on the list. Go ahead. Say what you were going to say.
So you wake up, and you grab the sheets, and you just kind of shake them out so they land pretty neatly, and then you just roll out of the bed.
I don't know
just
if that...
Just roll out under them, and it'll be all done.
Well, here's what they say on this list from Mental Floss. Make your bed without getting out of it. It sounds exactly like what you were.
Is.
Yeah,
they probably say it a little more articulately.
Yeah. So let's see. Straightening sheets every morning can be pretty obnoxious. So is getting out of bed. So here's how to make the bed without even getting up. If you use a throw blanket, lean down and straighten it. If not, grab the corners of the sheet and comforter. Now stretch out your arms as far as they will go while holding the corners. Lean backwards and pull them taut over your head. Next, sit up at a 90-degree angle and slowly lower the corners, thus creating an attractive fold. Release the corners when you've done so. Finally, slip out from under the sheets as gently as you can, taking care to keep the edge of that fold straight and parallel to the headboard. How about that?
Yeah, you just shake it out and you roll out.
Okay.
Shake it out, roll out.
I have a panda for my bed making.
You just sleep with a big panda on top of you.
Yeah,
I don't need to sleep
with a giant panda on my chest.
He's holding the fan.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, Kung Fu Panda is coming out next week, a couple of weeks.
Are you getting money for all this panda?
Well, you're the one that has the thing called Panda with your laundry facilities.
Well, I was thinking more the animal. But.
Yeah. Well, I love pandas. Yeah, the panda would have to hold the fan.
What fan?
I have a fan at the foot of my bed that I have blasting on me at all times.
Oh, I see. He could use a paper fan. You have to teach him to hold a fan and fan you, but...
How many people are sending texts in right now? How many texts have we got of people who are pissed off because we're actually talking about pandas being our slaves? Has this...
They just turned off the radio.
Yeah, I mean, well, one, it would never happen. Pandas are very expensive.
Oh, because they're expensive, not because
and
we would
independent.
Actually, not because we would actually do that.
Yeah, and they'd claw your face off. You think cats are mean?
I've seen Kung Fu Panda. They're nice.
He eats a lot of noodles.
And they like dumplings.
Yeah, could you imagine the dumpling, your dumpling bills?
Yeah, they would be huge. Huge.
But all the money you're saving on your laundry.
That's
and
right.
Your electricity.
I could afford that. I could afford it. Mike says, I'm a clean freak. Everything is tidy. I even wash my engine to make sure it looks clean.
Is that safe?
Yeah, it's safe.
Is it supposed to be oiled up and stuff?
Yeah, inside. He cleans his engine. You know, it rains sometimes.
Yeah, but you have a hood in. Over the...
Well, but it still gets wet. It's not like the hood is hermetically sealed.
Yeah, but not so much. I don't know. I just imagine cleaning an engine would not be good for it.
It's okay. I have a Panda sit on my engine. So that... Mike says he thinks he gets that from his grandma. Okay. Your grandma used to clean her engine? You go out in the middle of the night, gotta go clean the engine. All right. Well, we have to break here, and then we'll come back, and I'll give you more tips. But there's the first one is you can make your bed without getting out of it. You know, I'm going to try that. No, I'm not. I'm just going to leave my bed unmade. It's easier. All right. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we're talking about shortcuts and little tips on how you can do chores that you don't like to do. We've already told you how you can make your bed pandaless by just laying in it. And we've got more of those coming up. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. 219 area code says, here's a trick, hire a maid. Yeah, I've got tons of disposable income. Yeah. David says, I'm between Oscar and Felix. Get the dishes and laundry ASP. The rest falls by the wayside. I agree. The Odd Couple was one of the best comedies of the 70s. Came out in the 60s, but the TV show came out in the 70s.
And the 70s.
It what?
Was that good.
What happened?
And the 70s.
And the 70s.
It was good of a movie.
Exactly. Covers every decade. And here's a question for you, Esmeralda.
Yes.
From Sue the Panda. No, I'm kidding. From Sue. She says, about the Panda, are the energy and water usage amounts reasonable? So how does that work out for you?
The bad thing about it is the water. But you can kind of get around, because you're having to fill up this thing. But what I do is you just reuse the water a couple times. Because my clothes aren't ridiculously dirty. So you can throw in... one load, do it, and then throw in some more clothes with the same water.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's not the best. And I haven't really thought about it in that sense. But
now,
you can fill it as little or as much as you want.
And you're also not using, you're not washing a giant full load, so you're not using a ton of detergent either.
No. You use like a tablespoon.
Okay.
A tablespoon, maybe two, but it'll get crazy.
Foamy
and soapy in there, and then you won't be able to really rinse it properly.
Right. Okay.
Which, honestly, you're not even supposed to use that much soap anyway, so.
Okay. Let's see. How about this? Here's a little tip for you, Esmeralda, huh? Use a grapefruit to clean a bathtub. By the look on your face, I'm looking up at the screen.
Okay, go on.
It says, sponges are old hat.
Use fruit and stuff.
Next time you notice some dirt and grime inside your bathtub, what do you mean next time? Chop a grapefruit in two. Liberally smother each half with kosher salt and start scrubbing. Ideally, you'll want to squeeze some of the juice out every so often. This should remove even the toughest of grime. Ooh. I've never heard that before, Esmeralda. Have you ever heard that?
No, but just get a scrubbing.
But you
sponge.
Don't know this could work.
I know. I'm sure it could because of the salt would be.
You got a little, you know, it can't hurt you. Cut a grapefruit in
That's
half,
true.
Throw a little salt on there and
it
go
would
nuts.
Smell nice. But then you're out a grapefruit. You can't use that thing.
That's all right.
Covered in soap scum.
Well.
I'd rather eat it.
That's fine. Well, okay. I would rather clean my toilet with, well, no, I mean my tub. How about this one? Socket to your blinds. Do you have blinds that get knocked down by your cat all the time, right?
Not really, no.
Oh, okay. But you do have blinds.
Yes.
Whoever said nothing is certain but death and taxes forgot to mention dust accumulation. Oh, boy. Wow, wow. Wait. Whoever said that nothing is certain but death and taxes, they forgot to mention dust accumulation. That's right. See?
I have been pitying fools for 28 years, Bill, and it's never personal.
That's right. Here's what you do. When this stuff builds up on your blinds, removing it can feel like it takes an eternity. Fortunately, there is a cheap way to cut down on your dusting time. Slide a clean sock over your hand, dunk it in a 50-50 water-vinegar blend. Now swipe the wet garment over each individual slat. For best results, manipulate the sock like it's a children's puppet while grabbing each blind. Okay. How about that? You ever try that, Esmeralda?
That's only if the dust is really new. It's that grimy stuff.
You mean like 6 years worth of dust? It's like 5 inches thick?
Yep. Like the kind when you think that your blinds have a design on them and they really don't. It's just dust. Old dust.
Dan, has Eileen ever tried the grapefruit and salt trick?
I can't say that we've tried the grapefruit and salt trick.
What about you? Have you tried the socks on your blind?
You know, I hate dusting. It's so stupid. So I think I will. Because, you know, we use like the Swiffer and then it just kicks it up in the air and then it falls back down and you're just right where you started.
I thought the point of the Swiffer was that it uses magnetic things to grab it.
Right.
I don't know if I'm using it wrong.
I didn't know that you could use it wrong.
Now, like many Americans, did you walk out on your front porch and it was just sitting there?
Yes. That's
okay.
Exactly.
That's how I know most Americans get their Swiffer. They walk out on the front porch and go, what the hell is it? Oh, it's all the Swiffer items that I need. Apparently, that's how you get a Swiffer. You don't have to shop for it. Eventually, they just show up on your front porch. But I think you have to have a front porch, though. I think that's...
Yeah, I think mine would just get stolen.
I live in an apartment building, man. Mine wouldn't last 5 minutes. So, have I ever told you what I call my apartment building, Esmeralda?
No.
Shutter Island.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I love where I live. I do. But there are a lot of crazy people in my building. And it's brown. The building is like brown, and it kind of looks like Shutter Island. You know? It's brown brick. It's brick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's brown bricks.
Imagining they just
painted
it.
Yeah, they painted a large... I mean, there's a lot of units in my... I live in a... Man, Dan, how many units do you think are in my building? It's a big building.
It is a big building.
I mean, because it goes around the block.
Right. And you've got that weird courtyard in the middle.
The huge courtyard in the backyard. That's where we have to walk to do our laundry. It's like through that big courtyard in the back. Man, there's a lot.
Why did I have to go to the courtyard? Did you lock yourself out?
No. Remember the door wouldn't open? Remember I couldn't get the door? The lock was screwed up and I couldn't get the door and you had to walk all the way around? And I opened up my back door and threw the keys to you, right?
That sounds right.
And then you came around to the front door and unlocked it? Because the thing on the inside, the lock mechanism was screwed up. And then I had to go up and get duct tape and tape the lock and tape the door.
That's right.
The latch.
Your home sounds lovely.
I like my apartment, man. I do. And I like my landlord is awesome, by the way. My landlord's the king. He's the best. He's the best. I just have, there's a lot of strange people live in my building. That's all. So.
Do you know them?
No. No, I see him in the hallway and, hey. The people upstairs from me, I don't know what they do, but they, I believe, they've installed a 5-lane bowling alley in their building, and I think all of their shoes are made of cement. I'm reasonably sure.
I think the people above me are keeping someone hostage. Because I'll sometimes hear, just in the middle of the day, just kind of scratching weird noises, kind of, or like doors shaking, like someone's stuck somewhere.
Help me! Help me!
That's all I need, and I'll just call the cops.
Maybe they have a panda. They just keep panda up there.
I know they have dogs. I know there's at least two dogs. It usually sounds like a whole pack of them when they come down the stairs. Okay. I think it's just two, and they're quite small.
How about this? Squeegee the pet hair out of your carpet. Now, you have a... Does your cat shed a lot?
Yes and no.
Yeah?
It's gotten worse, I think, as she's gotten older.
Yeah, I think that sometimes happens, but it also depends on the time of year.
Right.
You know, like now, it shouldn't be a big issue.
No, it's not too bad right now.
Well, if that happens, when your four-legged friend starts shedding... Not even vacuums can get all the fur out of the carpet. Tough rubber squeegees, on the other hand, are great at stripping away all that hard-to-reach cat or dog hair.
It's hard to reach. Oh,
because
it
embeds itself into the carpet.
Oh,
and evidently the people who wrote this have shag carpeting from 1973, I think.
Do you think you get panda hair out?
Is it going to work on panda hair?
I don't think panda shed.
That's the question.
That's why they're great apartment pets.
Why do we not all own pandas? I mean, they don't shed. You can train them to do your laundry. They can carry you home when there's snow. Why doesn't every American own a panda? That's what the next president... You know what they should do? Everybody who's running for president right now gives promise a panda in every home.
We would have panda corrals at every workplace.
We'd have pandemonium.
Oh, wait a minute now. Hold on. I think it's time to take a break.
Can't top that.
Dan is shaking his head. Yes, it is time to take a break.
I made the joke.
You made the joke. Well, you want to go out on top, George Costanza. All right, we'll be right back for the news. Yeah. Hey, you know, we forgot, Dan, today should have been Whitesnake Wednesday. Didn't do any Whitesnake bumps. Well, you know what we did? It was Warren Wednesday. How about that? Warren Zevon, Warren Wednesday. And by the way, if you guys want to see a great band do a great tribute to one of the best American songwriters and singers ever, check out Androgynous Mustache at Space tomorrow night, Thursday night at Space in Evanston, performing their sixth annual Warren Zevon birthday bash. Tickets are available at evanstonspace.com, and they're great. They're friends of mine. I've seen them do this show before. If you're a Warren Zevon fan, you must go to Space in Evanston tomorrow and check it out. All the details are on our Facebook page at facebook.com, and if you missed it, you can listen to the podcast when I had Chris and Charlie in here, the drummer and the bassist for the band. So we are giving you some tips on how you can do some of the chores that people don't like. And we're getting some texts and some stuff from people if you want to jump in. It's 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. 847 area code says, being in the military, you learn to be a neat freak. Yeah, I bet. 606 area code says, I wash out all bottles, cans, etc. before putting them in the trash. It's my ex did that too. I don't understand that. I don't know. I mean, I get, is that supposed to, you're supposed to do that when you recycle, though, right? Is that what you're supposed to do that, right, when you recycle? Because I don't. I guess it's because I'm a lazy bastard. I do recycle, but I don't, like, I don't rinse everything out. Do you rinse everything out? Do you rinse everything out, the bottles, the cans, when you recycle?
Recycling?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
Yeah, okay.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Do you take it out immediately?
What do you mean?
You're recycling?
Do I take it out of my apartment?
Yeah.
Immediately? No.
So then you let dirty old cans and bottles just sit there with food and stuff in them?
Yeah.
See, and you're all about, like, you have to wash your dishes immediately. What about that?
I guess. I don't know.
Wash your bottles and cans.
Yeah.
Before you,
I'm not married anymore. I'm not doing that.
You're supposed to. I don't even think
they take it if it's not full.
They might not.
No, they do take it. They take it every week.
No, but there's a lot of issues. Like you can't have plastic bags now.
Oh, right.
Because it gums up.
No, no, I don't do the plastic bags. Plastic bags you don't even get anymore. Those things are like outlawed.
Yeah, but you can get the thicker ones.
Right, like the thicker ones, like garbage bags.
Yeah, no, no, those I know because when you go shopping at the Jewels now, that's all they have. They don't have the. My question about the plastic bags now: what do you pick up dog poo with?
They have reusable ones.
Yeah, they're all
or
reusable.
Not reusable.
Right?
I'm sorry.
Well, you bring them all back to the.
No, you can buy dog bags.
Like specifically for picking up dog doo-doo?
Yep. Yeah. And they come in those roll, like a plastic roll thing.
Oh.
That you attach to the leash.
Some come with hands at the end, so you can put them on like a glove.
Wouldn't you just stick your hand in it? That's what I used to do. You stick your hand in the plastic right. bag and then turn
really?
It inside out.
See, I used to when I had a plastic bag, I would carry the plastic bags with me when I had a dog.
I mean, they're plastic bags.
Yeah, I know.
They're just all in, you know what they look like? The ones you use for produce.
So they're green?
Yeah, actually. Or they're different colors.
Okay.
But they come in that kind of roll where you just rip one off.
Dave from Racine says, Linda Yu from ABC7 loves pandas. She has a bunch of panda-related things in her office, like stuffed animals, nightlights, etc.
We should send her one.
Send her just a panda?
A real one.
A real panda?
Sitting in her desk.
And she comes in the morning and there's a panda sitting there? It's from us. It's from the Nick DiGilio show.
WGN.
Yay.
And then we hear on the news she's been attacked by a panda.
Who was the jerk that sent her a panda? How about this one? Here you go. This is timely for this morning.
All right.
Oil up your snow shovel.
That makes sense.
It does. It's almost that time of year again. What?
Well, this article was written.
This article was written a little while ago, yeah. Getting up early to shovel the driveway is always a hassle, but clingy snow makes this chore even worse. Prevent snow from clinging to your shovel by spraying nonstick cooking oil over both sides before going out. If you don't have cooking spray, you can always use car wax.
I like that idea, but I always think of afterwards when you have to hang it up and then it's just covered in oil.
Yeah, but what are you going to do with it? I mean, what do you cook on your shovel? Who cares?
No, but I just mean it's going to get all gross and then you grab
it. It's a shovel. It's not supposed to be.
I got bugs attached to it.
It's a shovel.
Yeah, but it's just, ugh.
Shovels are meant to shovel. And things that you shovel are shoveled because you don't want to touch them with your hands.
Right, but if you have it sitting somewhere, like dirt and just a bunch of gross stuff will get attached to it because it's covered in, like, oil.
What, like next to your bed? I'm going to put the shovel next to my bed.
Wouldn't most of it come off, though, from the snow?
No, but I mean, like, once you put it away.
I know, but, like, by the time you're done, it's probably come off. Because
especially if it's got oil all over it.
No, I'm saying when you put it away, and, you know, just things get dirty because they're out in the open and in a garage.
Yeah, but it's a shovel.
I know, but it's kind of like, ew.
I mean, I can understand if you were talking about, you know, like a fork or something. You know, that you're going to put in your mouth. It's a shovel.
No, but it's just the idea. It's like, ugh.
Do you clean your shovels? Do you clean them?
Well, I don't spray them in oil.
No, but I'm at. No, so you. So, okay, so a shovel that has not been sprayed in oil seems cleaner to you than a shovel that's been sprayed in oil.
It would attract bugs and dust.
Okay, by the way, this one of the tricks that I learned. For those people who have Dish or DirecTV, if, you know, you get really bad interference because of snow and stuff, spray it with Pam.
Oh, and yeah, that'll...
It just comes right off. So it's the same kind of thing. But what was that? I knew a guy, the story that I heard was a guy filled a super soaker because it was like on his roof. He filled a super soaker with, like, cooking oil or Pam or whatever, and just shot it up there so it would hit the dish, and you would get a clear picture.
And also, any animals that would get up there, can you imagine?
Like a panda?
No, squirrel.
What do you mean?
Well, because if it's on your roof and you have trees and stuff, animals run up there. Could you imagine?
So are you concerned about the squirrel sliding off the?
I'm just thinking how funny that would be. you see them up there and they land and then, on
whoa!
The dish and just woof.
They go flying. How about fold t-shirts in 2 seconds?
Oh, I've seen that. Looks difficult. The whole trick. I've seen it. It's like the twisting and the.
Pinch the garment with your right hand halfway between the right sleeve and the neck hole. Now imagine a straight line extending. All right, I'm done already. I'm done already with that one.
May I suggest an alternative that I really like?
To folding your shirts?
With the way you fold your shirts.
Yeah.
The thing I read, you want to fold in threes instead of, you know how most people fold them in twos? You fold them in threes. And by doing it that way, you can have the shirt itself, with the writing of the shirt itself, up. And you fold them up. So, like, instead of having them flat.
Oh, like, when you go to the clothing stores?
Right.
Like, how they look?
Yeah. So, instead of having, like, shirts stacked on top of each other, you have them, like, up next against each other. So,
oh,
when you
okay,
open
yeah.
the drawer, you can look down and you can see what what saying is on the shirt or what shirt it is. So, instead of, like, ruffling through your drawers trying to find a shirt, you're like, oh, there it is.
That's
there.
Good.
Yeah. Or just leave it in the laundry bag until you're ready to use it.
Or leave it on your uncomped bed.
Stick your hand in the bag and
just have the
have
the panda wear it till you're ready to wear it.
Oh.
Use Alka-Seltzer tablets to clean your toilet. Have you ever heard of this one?
I think so.
These indigestion-fighting tablets are a secret weapon that belongs in everyone's cabinet. You can use them to clean everything from jewelry to your toilet. Drop 4 tablets into the toilet bowl, wait 25 minutes, then give the bowl a quick once-over with a brush, followed by a single flushing, and then admire your sparkling toilet. That's not bad.
25 minutes, really? You can just use that toilet bowl cleaner, scrub it a little bit, and then flush.
Well, I'd be interested to see what happens, though. I mean, how much cleaner could it be?
How dirty is your toilet that you need
you
to
don't
throw in Alka-Seltzers?
How about this? Microwave the stains out of your Tupperware containers.
Really?
How about this one?
That one's actually...
What do you do with those nasty post-meal stains that cling into the plastic? Fill your container with 1/4 cup of bleach, a little bit of dish soap, and plenty of water. Put the Tupperware into your microwave for 40 seconds until the mixture starts bubbling. Remove the container, let it sit until the water turns lukewarm, then clean it out with soap and water and or put it in the dishwasher. If you don't use the bleach, then try lemon juice instead.
I mean, bleach in the microwave sounds dangerous.
Yeah, I don't know. I always no, it does. You're right. It does.
It sounds, and it's like the stain's not going to kill you, is it?
I don't think so.
It's okay. You can have Tupperware stains.
Poke a hole in your trash can. King Arthur might have pulled a sword from the stone, but even he'd probably have a hard time yanking an overstuffed bag out of a royal garbage bin. Why is it so difficult? It's all about the suction. Tugging motions produce a stubborn vacuum. However, cutting a hole in the bottom of your trash can will allow the air to escape.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And then drying lots of dishes, use an oven rack. Dish racks never seem to have enough space, especially after a big family dinner. The simple solution, when you're finished washing all your dishes, place a clean oven rack over one end of your sink. Put the rest of them and all the drippage will go right down the drain. Well, how about that? Are you writing this stuff down, Esmeralda?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, there are your tips. So, you know, now there will be no more when you're trying to clean something. All right. We got to get some weather. We got to get some traffic. And then we're going to relive last night's 12th game in a row that the Hawks won. Coming up on Blackhawks Express.
For excellent work. The boys got it done here tonight in Nashville.
12 in a row. 12 in a row. Did you see the game? No, you were sleeping and then you came here. Right?
I saw a little bit of it.
Yeah. Oh, man. Awesome. 12 in a row. Franchise record.
Good for them.
Yeah. Next game is tomorrow night, Thursday. They're playing the Lightning. The pregame with Judd Serrata is at 6. The puck drop with Weidemann and Troy at 6:30. Could get real interesting. You know, they were having some troubles finding themselves a little bit earlier this season. But, man, that's been – yeah, and you know what the turnaround was? I understand that each player was given a panda for Christmas. For Christmas, they all got pandas.
Pandas put you in a good mood.
Yeah.
Till they rip your face off.
They replaced the championship belt with a panda helmet. So I did the MVP of that game, puts on the panda helmet.
Put on the panda
helmet. And then mitts. He has to put on big panda mitts.
Big panda mitts.
Oh, my gosh. How cute would that be?
To see what Kaner with some panda mitts on?
That would be too cute.
Or how about a Panarin? That would be adorable. Little Panarin. But it's panda mitts.
We should give this idea to them because they always do those crazy.
You know, I know Jay Blanc pretty well. I'll call him.
Yeah, you tell him.
I'll call him and I'll tell him we got this idea about pandas.
Dress them up in
panda. And then that'll be the last time I ever talk to Jay Blanc.
We ran out of time, but this text from the 517, Nick, pandas are very close relatives to the grizzly bear. You can notice that because they have huge claws. Check it out the next time you see one.
Wow.
So when you go home, see your panda.
My panda, he's cooking breakfast.
Right. Check out his claws.
Yeah. Like as he swipes me across the face with them.
You know, they were also asking what weight capacity Esmeralda has for the panda that she has. Like, how many gallons?
And we're talking about the actual washing machine thing, not an actual panda.
Oh, I
have a 6,000-pound panda at home.
Oh, man, I couldn't tell you. If you do a Google search for panda portable washing machine, there'll be details.
Well, how many pieces of clothing at the most have you put in to the washing side of the panda?
I want to say like 7.
Like shirts and stuff?
Yeah, shirts. Maybe like 5 shirts and a pair of light pants.
So there light you, that's about the capacity that we're talking about. Right.
And I've washed 2 towels. No, I wash 1 towel at a time just because.
It's well, towels are thick. And you,
yeah, they would get all gunked up in the thing. That's the only problem.
That's when you need the squeegee.
Right. The only problem is like if you have shirts, the sleeves get all tangled.
Because of the spinning?
Right, because it's spinning around.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you undo them.
Engineer Ben also wanted to add that he drove past Char Village and saw a bunch of pandas eating there this morning.
Having that Jack LaLanne juice.
At Char Village, man. That's a very popular place.
Yeah, you're making a lot of money off of there, aren't you?
Yeah.
Do you buy it with your friend's money?
Me and Chelios went in on it as long as I served his chili. And we have, it's really easy because, you know, we have an all panda staff. So you don't have to pay. You pay them with, like, fish, right? What do pandas eat?
Leaves, right?
Bamboo, that, right? That, they eat bamboo.
Like, yeah, that yeah. big
oh, no, I'm thinking
proper
koalas.
Use of comma yeah, thing.
The what?
They eat bamboo.
You've never seen, like, the grammatical lesson, like, depending on where you put the comma, you know, like, pandas shoot leaves. We're out of time. I'm so glad the show is over. Google it. Trust me. There's a thing about commas and pandas and leaves.
No, you know, it's my panda likes dumpling. That's it.
Yeah, it gets paid in dumplings.
It's paid in dumplings and bamboo and commas, evidently, and semicolons. That's what we know so much about animals on this show. All right, we're breaking? Is that what we're doing? Are we breaking?
Yes, we are.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to take a break. Esmeralda, I'll see you tomorrow. Get a ride in from your panda. All right, see you later. We'll be right back.